There's an interesting complex that you probably have seen driving along Stebbins Expressway, but it's really grown. This is Pegasus Park. It's 26 acres. It's like 900,000 square feet. I think it's, if memory serves, at one point it was the Zale headquarters, but it was also prominently figured in a couple of movies. But Pegasus Park is what it's become now, and it's an interesting research, entrepreneurship, biotech park, and they've just named their first executive director. David E. Snow joins us right now. Dr. Snow, it's good to have you in town. Thank you very much.
Well, David, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the
time.
So
you're the guy that I know you can do it. So explain to me Pegasus Park. Is it like a mall full of scientists?
That's a great question. You know, Pegasus Park, you kind of mentioned, it's a revitalized 26-acre mixed-use campus in northwest Dallas that's really purpose-built to spark innovation in biotechnology, healthcare, social impact, and it's anchored by this state-of-the-art laboratory facility called BioLabs, flexible office space, and it's really, you know, designed to be a vibrant nonprofit hub as well. In the tower, we've got the water cooler. And so it's to serve as a catalyst for cross-sector collaboration and discovery. And it's kind of really emerged as the convening space for biotech in the state of Texas.
So these are all private companies. They're startups?
So not all are startups. There are some that are maturing and growing. Most of them, because Pegasus has only been around about 4 years,
yeah,
most of them are earlier stage companies. But we've had, we do have some publicly traded companies that are part of the space as well. So it's a really exciting time to be in Dallas and to be at Pegasus Park. There's a lot of reasons why it is really becoming this convening space for biotech in Texas, and I hope we get to talk about some of that.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because I mean, on the one hand, I can see these as a bunch of competitors all sharing office space, but on the other hand, I guess it's a bunch of collaborators.
Well, it can be. It certainly can be. There also can be some competition if companies happen to be in the, you know, competing for the same thing. That's typically not what we get here at Pegasus Park. You know, there's a couple of different reasons why stakeholders want to be engaged in an innovation hub or an innovation district. And we'll take kind of the university perspective, because there's actually six different institutions of higher education that have a presence at Pegasus Park. But really, from their perspective, they're looking at an innovation hub for two reasons. Number one, they want to commercialize intellectual capital. That's actually the second reason on their scale. The primary reason is because they want to attract, retain, and develop talent, whether that's graduate students, postdocs, or faculty innovators. They want the resources to be able to recruit high caliber researchers who probably have their own intellectual capital being spun out in certain companies. And in a situation like Pegasus Park, we have the opportunity to co-locate them, so we can actually locate their research right next door to their startup company. And that creates a synergy and sort of this, you know, what we describe as constructive collisions in the ecosystem. And when you have, you know, similarly minded technologies or companies that are working towards similar business verticals, in an innovation hub, that really creates stabilization. Because you get, you know, cross collaboration, but that's a reason why talent will come and stay and work in your environment.
So that's sort of the big picture. But give me some real world, some examples that I can understand. For example, you're just getting familiar with the place. You just came into town in the last month or so. What sort of things are they working on that I would understand? Are these, I mean, vaccines or cures for cancer, or what are they working on?
So, yeah, I mean, the answer to that is really all of the above. You know, there's about 24 companies in BioLabs right now, and then there's a couple of other companies that have come in that are in Bridge Labs as well. Larger organizations are taking space in that. The idea is to grow from BioLabs into graduated space like Bridge Labs. And so, you know, they are working. There are companies that are working in oncology, that are working on predisposition and post-disposition tests for cancer patients and how they will respond to cancer therapeutics. There are certain therapeutics that are getting developed here. So those are all business verticals that are engaged actively in Pegasus Park.
My understanding has been that this area is well behind, or historically has been well behind, a lot of areas around the country. And one of the designations that we've heard about are R1, and that's a designation for universities. SMU just got it, or earlier this year, got that top designation for research. I think UTA, UTD, and also University of North Texas all have the designation. But are we playing catch up with your home city, Houston? You're originally from Houston.
That's right. So is catch up? No, I don't think so. Now, are we an emerging market? Yes, we are. The Dallas and DFW is primarily. The research that's being done at these institutions is phenomenal. It's on caliber with everything that's being done at institutions that have been R1 for a longer period of time, for example. So the innovations that are coming out itself, they're very, very competitive. They're not necessarily being done at the size and scale of some of these larger research institutions. And you look at research expenditures, for example, where UT Southwestern has got hundreds of millions of dollars in research expenditures. And there are a few around the country that have bigger, but this is again focused on life science and biotech, so that as life science and biotech research is coming from around the state, it has a chance to converge in an innovation hub like Pegasus Park to really accelerate and grow.
So where's this going? When you and I talk again in 5 years, or maybe 10 years, what are you going to be telling me? What does Pegasus Park look like?
That's a great question, and I hope it doesn't take us that long to talk, to be honest with you. I think
Well, we'll
I hope,
talk along the way, because
yeah, that's right. I think that the vision for Pegasus Park, and it's being set by the ownership group, which has been phenomenal. It's Chase Mall Investments, Montgomery Street Partners, in partnership with Lyda Hill Holdings, and that group is being very strategic and visionary in their focus with this. Right now you mentioned the space. We'll kind of talk about that, but then we'll also talk a little bit about the economic impact. From a space perspective, there's a little less than 900,000 square feet built. The vision for this 26-acre plot is to go to somewhere around 2.2, 2.3 million square
Oh,
feet.
really?
So if you take that and you layer in true mixed use, live, work, and play strategies around what we want to do, we've got a couple of thousand people working. Now we'll kind of shift a little bit to the economic impact. We've got a couple thousand people working every day in Pegasus Park. When we get at full capacity, you're talking about 12 to 15,000 people in deep tech jobs in life science. And that really creates an economic center of
So,
gravity.
where are you now? Are you 5 years out in
We're
ten?
four, just four. We're about to have our annual.
No, no, no. But I mean, if you're talking about 10,000 people,
Well,
would
that's at full capacity. I mean, there's
yeah.
different, we're, you know, that runway will happen as fast as is logical. That's not something that, we're not going to build it and hope they come.
Right.
In true innovation district, innovation hub, what you're doing is clustering people and companies and programmatic activity that ultimately, hopefully, shape the built environment that emerges afterwards.
So this sounds like it's starting the synergy, ideally the nucleus, and then it gets some momentum and it attracts, and all of a sudden we're an attractive place on several levels, not the least of which is access to capital. There's a lot of capital around here, which ought to be a draw, but you need the human beings, and
That's right.
so you're the catalyst.
Well, this community is the catalyst.
Yeah.
This and that's really what that place-based innovation is about. You're clustering the people and the organizations that, from sort of soup to nuts, so to speak, begin with the intellectual capital and end with, products and services entering the market to publicly benefit people. That, you know, and you put everything, you layer it in so that the resources are clustered together. So you have a logarithmically higher chance of success. And that's the goal with innovation hubs, is to create an atmosphere where you have the most reasonable likelihood to succeed.
It's gonna be fun to watch this grow. And I you're right. This is where it's gonna be a lot less than 5 years before we talk again. So right now, 885,000 square feet. Are you all full of biotech people and scientists? And that's, you don't have any like lawyers and CPAs rent, you're renting space from you right now, do you? You're not landlord to a bunch of people like that?
No, it's actually very well fitted to the community. So there is a curation process that's happening around, and you know, there, like I said, there are several different pillars. We have the water cooler, which is very different than the biotech
Is that
hub
a
itself.
co-working space?
So it's 175,000 square feet of dedicated space for nonprofit tenants. And they have access to all the amenities, the event space that we have. You know, there's a hidden gym, and of course the community beer is on campus. And so there's a lot of amenities that are very beneficial to them. But they represent a whole bunch of different sectors: civic engagement, education, healthcare and research, innovation and entrepreneurship. And so those organizations, in fact, we have, you know, venture groups that are co-located. So the idea behind this is, again, creating a community atmosphere where there is opportunity for collaboration to occur.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It looks like you've got a lot of people and all the right kind of people behind you. David E. Snow, Dr. David Snow, is the new executive director of Pegasus Park. It's good to have you with us. We wish you the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.